I believe that life provides us with a kaleidoscope of experiences. As we turn the kaleidoscope, patterns emerge, different colors greet us, and prisms arrange and rearrange themselves. Within each of us, our emotions can range from admiring and liking the beauty of the composition or staying unperturbed or even disgusted by its simplicity or complexity. I see life through a kaleidoscope, beautiful in its simplicity and complexity. I love the hues, the arrangements, the colors, even when those colors are mate and are washed away by suffering and pain. I see disappointment as a temporary condition, a transition in time to possibilities. I believe intensely that each of us is in this world to help each other, to make a contribution to the well-being of humanity, person by person, entity by entity, living fully, passionately aware of our environment, of each other, and of ourselves. Soulful guidance given by our heart, mind, and spirit. Love, unperturbed and strong, is my guiding force. Love guides my actions in choosing how I invest my energy. For example, after being diagnosed with a terminal blood cancer, multiple myeloma, 6 years ago, my boundless energy retreating and heavy treatments permeating my existence, I have stayed involved with life in the following ways. Hearing more intently and reaching out to fellow travelers, caretakers, and patients who, like me, struggle with everyday existence. I pattern myself as real as possible, honoring the light and the dark side of emotions. I feel the bitter taste of emotions, feel and acknowledge them, seek help if I need to sort them out, and move on. I bathe in the richness of life, even when physically and mentally I am significantly impacted by my illness. And yes, while it is wise at times to push beyond what I think is my limit, I have found it crucial to acknowledge and follow my soul's wisdom that guides me to rest and replenish. I remain involved with the Board of Caritas and the Richmond Valentine's Museum History Makers Selection Committee. I contribute knowledge, experience in strategic leadership, foster collaboration, and help recognize unsung community leaders using skills I acquired during my career as a university professor, clinical director, and executive officer for nonprofits. Overall, remaining active while factoring in my health problems has opened venues that are fascinating, challenging, and rewarding. My life experiences are crisper, seen through the precious kaleidoscope of life and death. Writing a book, Moments in Time with Mar, where my life is chronicled, focusing on hope and the healing journey, keeps me close to my family, my husband, my children, grandchildren, an extended family, including a wonderful prism of friends who are an intrinsic element in the mosaic that brings joy and plenitude to my life. Hopefully, this book will also provide readers with a hope-filled way to pattern their lives. At 65, it seems I am nearing the end of my journey. My illness is in its last stage. I am sad and thankful for this wondrous kaleidoscope and for the opportunity to share and receive so much beauty and love.